With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
I said, give me a hell yeah!
Hey, this is Zeta Zay.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Talent is not sexually transmitted.
You need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks!
Hey, everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I'm Lewis Howley. I'm Sam Spoker. We are Pretty Deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Hello, my name is Zina Dragunov, the star, the NXT UK champion, and you're listening to the Wrestling Podcast.
You are listening to the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C, Ro Moran, and Chino Liao with another audio-only episode in time for the Royal Rumble Premium Live event, one of my favorite times of the year, and I'm sure I'm not the only one who really loves this time of year. But Royal Rumble has so many surprises, so many big moments, and I think it's only right that we talk about our favorite Rumble moments.
Yeah, everybody loves a Royal Rumble. One of the best events of the year because it is, you know, really unique to wrestling. I don't think anyone, well, other companies do have it, but not in the scale of WWE. So a lot of people are excited for this one.
Yeah, the Rumble is one of my favorite events of the year. Dare I say I look forward to it more than WrestleMania. I say the amount of humanity that that ring can occupy in one match is just amazing. And the spots that they're able to pull off are just incredible and very memorable. Kaya nga napili natin tong topic for this week. So can't wait to talk about it. I'm sure, like we discussed off air, madami tayong overlaps, and I'm sure that you guys listening to this right now will have your own thoughts as well, diba?
Yeah, I think based on this list, yung local Philippine scene have actually seen a lot of these moments live at Skinny Mike's back in the good old days when we used to go over there and make our pilgrimage to BGC on a Monday morning for these viewing parties. If you look online on YouTube, there's this guy who actually has compiled yung mga reactions natin in the moments. So they're not hard to find, and it's nice to look back on these times when we could just flock to a sports bar and really celebrate our favorite Rumble moments. But because Omicron Mania is running wild, we're going to have to do our best with yung mga at-home moments natin. Diba? You've got the WWE Network. You can watch the Royal Rumble Premium Live event there. If you want to check out Tagalog audio, please do. We'd really love it if you could listen to the show and give us your thoughts on the way that Carlo Pamintuan and I call it. But if you want to catch it with the Wrestling Podcast patron community, pwede rin naman by signing up to be part of our patron group.
Yeah, that's right. All you got to do is subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. For as low as 250 pesos a month, you get access to the watch party with us. You also get exclusive review content. You also get merch pasabay. So all that good stuff. Plus our own exclusive merch. So maraming goodies and all just by being part of the Wrestling Podcast Patreon. Just ask the others who have been pretty vocal about their happiness about being part of the group.
Speaking of merch, right before we hit record, we actually agreed on some of the colors for our new Wrestling Podcast shirt. So, syempre, yung patrons, they get first dibs on that. So, you're going to see that in the next few weeks. In the meantime, though, let's get to our audio-only episode where we tell you the Wrestling Podcast's favorite Royal Rumble moments in no particular order. So, we have 11 items on the list. Let's let Chino take first dibs here.
So one of the first things that stuck out to me when it came to the Royal Rumble wasn't necessarily a good memory for the Royal Rumble, but a memorable memory nonetheless. It was Beth Phoenix eliminating the Great Khali And
with a kiss, that,
In that one Royal Rumble, Ro mentioned it. Now she was able to eliminate the Punjabi Nightmare with a kiss, which is so, so misogynistic. Kasi yung past three guys, binanhandle niya, literally, di ba? Pero pagdating kay Great Kali, kailangan ng sexual wiles. So, I don't know if the WWE is actually proud with that moment, but it's a moment that stuck out nonetheless.
Yeah, that's from the 2010 Rumble, which is actually one of the more memorable Royal Rumbles. Overall, positive. Like, the way people look back at the 2010 Rumble is positive. But yeah, that Beth Phoenix and Great Khali moment was from that match.
Yeah, I don't know about misogynistic, because it's pretty clever. I don't know if it is problematic. I can't tell. I probably would have to ask a woman, but it is pretty memorable. I say very few, as you guys know, very few women have entered the men's Royal Rumble back when it was only the men's Royal Rumble. So it goes to show how highly they were thinking of Beth at this time and how big of a deal she was.
Yeah, because before this, she was able to eliminate or outlast at least about three other guys, if I'm not mistaken. At least three other guys. And then when the Great Khali made his way down to Chepe, may obvious mismatch there. My only point of concern was that Beth Phoenix wasn't always known to be a diva's diva, if you will. So for her to rely on a kiss was just a little...
That's fair.
So that's just why I say... It's a little suspect going on.
Sure, I see why you'd say that. Let me throw out one of my favorite Rumble moments. I'm going to fast forward to the 2018 Royal Rumble, the Women's Rumble, where the female legends all came out to be part of the match. And I remember at the time when we were talking about the Women's Rumble making its debut, hindi natin alam how they were going to fill up the 30 spots. And a lot of us were assuming na mga NXT stars ito. But no, they trotted out Lita, Trish Stratus, Tori Wilson, Michelle McCool, Molly Holly. And at that time at Skinny Mike's, I found myself really welling up seeing all these women's wrestlers from back in the day when we were coming up into our fandom. Na, you know, they finally got to have their Rumble moment. And as Simon Miller likes to say, it gave me a warm and fuzzy feeling in my tum-tum.
Yeah, it was a really good use of the Women's Rumble match. Na syempre, itong mga legends na to, hindi nila naabutan yung pagkakataon na magkaroon ng Rumble na sarili nila. So, it's really good that they got that chance and they weren't, you know, debilitated to not get that chance. So, now that it is being used more commonly though. Medyo na watered down. I would have to admit, medyo na watered down yung impact niya. But back then, yeah, it was a big deal to see them again and to see them be part of the first Women's Royal Rumble match.
Yeah, especially if you consider that all these legends, if you will, laid the pavement down for the current women's revolution that we're in right now, diba? Because of wrestlers like Michelle McCool, like Trish and Lita, we now have stars like Sasha and Bayley and Becky Lynch competing in the Rumble, diba? Kaya malaking bagay din na they included them in that very first Women's Rumble match.
Yeah, shout out to Lita who came out at number 5 in that Rumble. Tapos on her arm, nakasulat pa yung names of the women who could not be part of that Rumble. Namely, China, Luna Vachon, you know, yung mga women's wrestlers from the earlier eras who had already passed away. Diba? I think Moolah and Mae Young, who have also since passed away, diba? Were also on Lita's arm. So it was a great way of really paying tribute to the women's wrestlers of the past eras. Let's go to Ro here for your favorite Rumble moments.
Yeah, Chyna started out with the 2010 Rumble, so I'm going to go back to the 2010 Rumble. I'm going to talk about yung umpisa ng Rumble match na yun. So CM Punk started the match, and then he just started eliminating people as they went along, and started cutting a promo. He was cutting a sermon. Kasi straight edge savior pa siya nun, nung panahon na yan. And it was just really, really strong. And you can tell that they also thought of him pretty highly by giving him that kind of a monster run to open the match. So that was pretty fun.
Yeah, I rewatched yung 2010 Rumble a couple of years ago. Kasi part to ng wrestling blind spot ko eh. So I kind of missed the whole straight edge savior run ni CM Punk. And I was pretty impressed na he had all that promo time within the Royal Rumble. Like, just the cardio, I guess, but to actually wrestle and then cut a promo all within the span of, what, 10, 15 minutes, however long that little run was. Sobrang galing, sobrang impressive looking back at it.
Well, to be fair, he was tossing out guys really quickly. So that didn't really take that much of a toll on his body.
Yeah, I remember this barely, but I remember it distinctly because of the fact that he was cutting a promo. I mean, nobody's ever even thought, let alone tried to cut a promo in the middle of essentially a battle royale, diba? Over the top rope battle royale. So yung physical conditioning mo and the wits you have in order to cut a promo live on the spot just speaks volumes about CM Punk's talent.
Yeah, good stuff. One of the mini chapters of that epic 2010 Royal Rumble. Let's go back to Chino here. What's on your list?
I like it whenever I see creative ways to prevent elimination. Right? And we're going to talk about this multiple times as we move on in the pod. But for my pick, I'm going back to one of the original guys to do it, Mr. John Morrison, when he first broke out his parkour skills to prevent from being eliminated from the Rumble. I'm not going to give out the years because hindi ko maalala. But I think this was this year where he catwalked onto the barricade to stop himself from his feet touching the floor. So parang, it's a cool parkour.
It's 2011. So
2011. Yeah. Okay, so the year after. It's a cool parkour move that I never thought I'd see in wrestling because, you know, it didn't really connect for me. But when I saw it and he started doing all those flips, man, that was something. That was memorable for me.
I don't know kung dun talaga nagsimula because yeah, I do distinctly remember yung nagpaka Spider-Man muna siya, yung he hung on the barricade before
catwalking. Yun yung sinasabi ko. That's how
Yeah. It's the same one. Yeah, 2011. Yeah. I think at that point as a wrestling fan, automatic na parang, oh, he got tossed out of the ring. Yun na, tapos na, diba? GG na. And then, wait, his feet haven't touched the floor, and then from then on, it really spawned so many moments, you know, others which we'll talk about later on in the list. But anything else on this particular parkour spot from Jomo?
Yeah, it was, I don't know, it started a new trend because I don't think I've ever seen other people, you know, saving themselves from elimination on the outside. So the only problem I have with these spots is wala masyadong payoff. Like, you do it for the pop and then you still get eliminated anyway. So it hasn't really meant that much yet. I've never seen a guy do it and then go on to win, diba? So it kind of falls flat on its face there. But it doesn't make it any less impressive, though.
Considering back in the day when HBK would just pull himself by the ropes, diba? Kaya ng mga tao, mind-blowing na yun when he'd flip over and just pull himself by his arms back into the ring. And then these guys, John Morrison, Kofi Kingston, who we'll talk about later, started doing it differently. And then even si Trinity started doing her own thing, diba? So parang, si Naomi pala, sorry. Naomi.
Oh,
sorry,
close kayo. First name basis tayo.
Oh, first name. Shoot names kami ni Trinity from Total Divas. Si Naomi doing her own thing. So parang sobrang ibang level na nung escapism involved with wrestling.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's always been suspension of disbelief, but that's what the entire art has been founded on. But, you know, I still love it. I still pop for it. Yeah. On that note, let's move on to one of Ro's picks, which is Kofi Kingston's handstand save.
Yeah, syempre, nagbunga into that. So my particular favorite save from the outside is the Kofi Kingston handstand thing. Because Kofi has done a lot of these things. He's also done his own kind of parkour. But there is nothing more impressive than actually doing a handstand walk all the way for a few yards all the way to the ring steps and saving yourself and getting back into the ring. Because that could have gone so, so wrong. Like, they could have done the handstand and then Kofi could have just fallen on his face there and got eliminated anyway. So it's a testament to yung physical conditioning ng mga wrestlers and how good they really are, how strong they really are. Much of the same sentiments then as with Chino's pick of John Morrison, but really, really impressive. And I don't think anyone can top that just anytime soon.
Yeah, sobrang hirap nun. I can't even do a handstand. So when I saw Kofi do that, I was like, wow, okay, sobrang legit nito.
Yeah.
I mean, Kofi has hops too. Remember that one year where he hopped from the table to the stairs? Ang layo din nun, diba?
Pero so, yung hop, ano yun eh, isang burst of power yun eh. This one is, you know,
diba? It speaks volumes to how great an athlete is, how great in condition and in shape he is. Also, I just want to throw a special mention to Otis saving Mandy Rose. kasi I always mention it on this podcast, hindi ko gets kung ba't kayo nagpapatapak sa mga wrestlers. Pero kung tatapakan ako ni Mandy Rose, okay lang.
So you know,
that's the one exception I will make. So good job, Otis.
Ayun, gets mo na. That's from the 2020 Women's Royal Rumble match. Right. Speaking of the 2020 Royal Rumble, I'm going to throw out one of my favorite moments, Edge's return in the 2020 Royal Rumble. We talk about it a lot here on the podcast, but as an Edgehead, and I'm sure Ro will agree because he also loves Edge, it really meant a lot to the fandom when Edge came back, diba? He was gone for almost a decade. Tapos, meron ang mga rumors at the time na Edge might come back, but it was one of those deals na you really had to see it to believe it. And when we saw it, we just lost our minds.
Yeah, I was covering the news, right? So I knew that there was talk of Edge coming back, but they hid it really well. They really kept it a good secret. When WWE wants to, they can keep good secrets, and that was a really good one. And it was just huge because, again, we all thought that this guy was going to die the next time he stepped into the ring and took a bump, diba? So the fact that he is in there, fully cleared and fully wrestling, doing the Royal Rumble of all things, that was pretty impressive. And that was a good moment for us, medyo old heads in wrestling.
Yeah, and I especially want to call attention to the WWE documentary that came out right after he made his comeback. You know, 24, I think it was, on the network. You'll find it. They just did a great recap of what Edge had to go through to even be back in ring shape, right? And let alone the build-up to the Rumble where he was hiding in the back. Hindi siya nagpapakita sa mga tao. He was just in some random office somewhere talking about his journey. It was a lot. And frankly, before this point, I wasn't that big an Edge fan. But when that happened, I marked out. I just lost it. And I appreciated Edge for the wrestler that he was in that particular Rumble.
Yeah, let's also call attention to the date that it happened. That was the day that Kobe Bryant died. So, like, the sports world was really, really sad. Even people at Skinny Mike's, sure, the Royal Rumble was happening, but people were also kind of talking about, shit, patay na si Kobe, diba? And for like a moment, there was just that pure bliss, that pure joy from people on sports Twitter na, holy shit, Edge is back, right? So, on an otherwise really, really dark day, that was something super joyful that kind of offset it just a little bit.
Yeah, I actually forgot until you brought it up. So that was a good pick me up from such a bad day.
Yeah, diba? So there. Let's go back to Chino and let's go through his little list of favorite Rumble moments.
So another favorite Rumble moment of mine involves one Santino Marella. During the then largest Royal Rumble ever, ito yung Rumble na nanalo si Alberto Del Rio, because before Alberto Del Rio claimed that victory, everybody thought Santino Marella was going to win.
Yeah.
And myself included, right? I thought, holy shit, ito na yung moment ni Santino all of a sudden. He went from former IC champion to clown to now Royal Rumble winner. And then when nanalo si Alberto Del Rio, I was like, ah, too good to be true. I don't know why it stuck out to me, but it was just the fact that they almost teased us with Santino winning was just enough for me to say, ah, yes, wrestling still needs to be real. It still needs to have some sort of grasp of reality for it to be true.
Because he was really good at that, teasing the win. Because you never really think he would win because he's a comedy character. But when it's time to go down to the wire, his skills actually bring out yung pinaka dramatic feeling in that kind of spot.
Yeah, Santino does have a knack for it. Like, it's not just that Rumble in 2011. He also had that moment in 2012 Elimination Chamber when he almost became world champion. Tapos tinalo siya ni Daniel Bryan out of nowhere. So yeah, he does have the talent for it. I do remember that happening. I can't remember where I was or kung paano ko napanood yung moment na yon. But yeah, now that you mention it, it does stand out. So there, Santino Marella almost winning the 2011 Royal Rumble, also part of our list. We'll go through more of these moments, but first we got to take a quick break and let you know about how you can support the podcast, and you can do so through your online shopping over on Lazada.
Right, guys, there's always a sale happening on Lazada. So if you want anything, you're going to have to get it on Lazada. Kasi hashtag nasa Lazada yan. All you got to do that and support the podcast in the process is use our affiliate link, and it's podlink.co/IAM. podlink.co/IAM. Type that in your mobile browser, add the cart, and check out from the app. And what you buy will help us do what we do here in the podcast at no extra cost to you.
And now a quick break to hear from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's go through more of our favorite Royal Rumble moments on our list. AJ Styles, yung debut niya, 2016 Royal Rumble. This one, my personal connection din yun sa akin because back in 2016, we were working on the Wrestling Gods, and this was something we talked about, and we even made graphics for when we weren't even sure na AJ Styles would actually make the jump to WWE. So the fact na he actually showed up kind of vindicated us. Hindi tayo nagmukhang tanga on TV in retrospect.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Ako naman, I had faith kasi when you talk about these things, a lot of people like to dunk on wrestling dirt sheets, you know, these wrestling journalists. Pero I put my faith in them kasi I know that a lot of times, not all the time, but a lot of times it comes true. So, yun, yeah, I agree with you. That was pretty vindicating. And it was pretty cool that AJ Styles did actually show up and, you know, fulfill a lot of Smark's dreams. That was a pretty fun moment. And that still proved that anything is possible in wrestling.
We were talking about the Smark Henry days at Skinny Mike's, yung mga viewing parties natin. And that was actually one of the few times I was at a viewing party. And I remember when AJ Styles' music hit and the moment he walked out, everybody in that bar lost their minds. At 6 a.m., doon ka lang nakarinig ng maingay na tao. Oh. Diba? And, ang aga-aga nagwawala yung mga tao sa bar. Diba? It was that insane. And I remember I took an Instagram video of it and people were just barking out so hard. They were doing the hand gesture of AJ Styles. They were trying to copy his look. But they were singing along to the song that nobody's even heard up to that point. But they were singing along to it. Because that's how much of an impact, pun intended, AJ Styles had in this particular Rumble match.
That was a really good moment. You really do miss young fans coming together at Skinny Mike's.
Sana we
can have that soon. Once, you know, sooner than later.
Yeah, that's when you realize that wrestling really is a spectator sport. Nakibagay talaga nung may tao doon. Have people to share the community with. It's just, it's a big part of the activity.
So another favorite Rumble moment of mine is actually, syempre nagbigay tayo ng mga nice spots, or ako, nagbigay ako ng mga nice spots, escapes, and funny cameos. But I will actually throw out an actual good wrestling moment. And that for me was when Becky Lynch finally won the Royal Rumble. A lot of people might consider her entry into the Rumble a little controversial because she stole somebody's slot technically.
Yeah. Yep.
The way she got to the Rumble was a little messy, but when it actually happened, bang, we didn't really care anymore. The fact that it happened for me, I actually liked it and I consider it memorable because this was one of the few times somebody people were able to capitalize on somebody's popularity. This was the buildup of the Mandarin. This was right after she was able to turn a broken nose into a gimmick. This was after all that momentum that she had behind her pushed her to the top of the Rumble, actually making her win it. And syempre, sayang na yung main event of WrestleMania na yun was a triple threat that nobody really wanted. But then when the Rumble happened and when Becky Lynch won, I remember seeing that and feeling, damn, she finally did it. She went from being a sub-level NXT wrestler into actually being a main eventer. And that was just a transformation that everybody else wanted to see.
I wouldn't say na she was like sub-level, but I see what you're saying here. Na I could probably liken it to Daniel Bryan's rise. Diba yung run ni Becky Lynch from breaking her nose at the hands of Nia Jax to all the way to the main event of WrestleMania. Sobrang mala Daniel Bryan na parang ang daming obstacles thrown in her way both in the meta-narrative and in the actual show. So that Royal Rumble win though for me was like, mas naging kampante ako na this is gonna happen for Becky as opposed to Bryan, who wasn't even in the 2014 Rumble, if you remember.
Mm. That was why people were mad at that, diba?
Mm. I remember. Yeah. I was rewatching some clips and parang, yeah, sobrang vitriolic. But like the 2019 Royal Rumble was just full of happiness. And when you think about it, one family lang talaga yung nag-benefit. When you, diba? Like Seth and Becky are married. And it was really just made for one family.
So, yeah. Sila ang tunay na main event mafia. Seth and Becky.
Oligarchs. Sila yung tunay na oligarchs.
Well. Well. All right, I'm going to throw out my last favorite Rumble moment for this podcast. And I've got to mention Christian. When he returned last year, I lost my mind. Kasi isa pa to, di ba? Parang si Edge na the next time he would be involved in in-ring action, he might die.
No, hindi naman. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't
just, they just siya trinated ni Seth.
Yeah. They just forced him to retire to avoid yung concussion issue.
Concussion, yeah.
Right, so he was on the no-contact list
for years. Exactly.
So yun, I just didn't think it would happen. And si Christian, di ba, ka-age si Edge. And, you know, sure, Edge made it happen. But with Christian, wala talagang rumors, walang whispers. Nobody knew that this would happen. And I guess it was different din na there were no fans in attendance. So nobody could, like, I don't know, hang out at the Thunderdome and say, si Christian lalabas siya, di ba? So when Christian reappeared and had that moment na he and Edge got to reunite in the ring, it was so poignant for me as a fan of both Edge and Christian. And siguro looking back and seeing where Christian Cage is now, it was also, I guess, like a goodbye of sorts. Na, you know, they wouldn't be in the same company anymore. And, you know, they're going to go their separate ways. So it was such a meaningful thing to see for me as a wrestling fan, especially now, na, you know, we're getting older na rin.
Yeah, you mentioned that Christian was as a huge surprise. It really was. Because with Edge, we knew that he was building up to it. For Christian, because we didn't know at all that he was actually planning to come back. So that was pretty big. Really bad thing that it was in front of no fans. Yes, the secret was kept, but it was a bad thing that there was no one to react in person. So that wasn't medyo taimik yun for my taste. But good stuff. It was, again, proof that they could still go and they would not be hurt in doing so. And I mean, he gets to end his career the way he wants.
Yeah, and if you're talking about people who can still go, just look at where Christian Cage has been in the latter half of his career. Right? He's a former Impact champion again. Right? Yeah. He's wrestling on AEW now. You know, he's part of a storyline that still continues to this day. So if you're talking about people who still have a lot of left in the tank, so Christian talaga isa dun sa mga taong ganun.
Most definitely. So yeah, Christian's return, definitely part of our favorite moments in the Rumble. We're down to our last one, and I'm sure if you're listening to the podcast, you're like, oh, what about this moment and that moment? That's what social media is for, all right? You can hit us up on Twitter and TikTok, keep the conversation going at Wrestling2XPod. Maybe we can talk about your favorite moment over there, right? But for now, I'm going to throw it to Ro for the last item on his list.
My last item on the list is from the 2020 Rumble, so medyo bago. It was Brock Lesnar's monster run in the first half of that Men's Royal Rumble match. So as you could probably tell, I like it when they deviate from the formula. Kasi, in so many years, they start the same way. One guy or two guys start the match and then they slowly add up. And then, you know, but this one, Brock dominated the entire first half. That it was entertaining to watch, and it built up the question of who was going to be the one to eliminate him, diba? So that was pretty cool. And that told a more coherent story, a more tangible story than most Royal Rumble matches over the years.
Yeah, you know, we love our WWE 2K or your SmackDown versus Raws. And I'm sure na, at some point, you probably played the Royal Rumble as a video game. They're going to come out at one or two and you're going to see if you can just throw everyone out and then rest every 90 seconds. I don't know if you guys did that, but I did. And so when we saw Brock Lesnar do this in real life, I was like, wow, somebody actually dared to do this on actual WWE programming. Holy crap. And when you think about what Brock did, he eliminated 13 guys in a row. I don't think that record's gonna be beaten. Kasi if you add another person diba, to that, that's 14. Include the person actually doing it. That's like half the field. I don't know if anyone's gonna break this run of 13 straight eliminations or 13 men being thrown out of one Rumble.
Maybe, you know, someday they will when they find the next big thing. So, but for now, syempre, it's still Brock, and Brock is still their biggest icon right now.
It's a Braun Breaker. Breaks
one day.
Maybe one day. Sure.
No, but I mean, they didn't just do Brock justice in this match. They also did one hell of a job building up Drew McIntyre in this match. Kasi ang laking bagay na nakatulong siya dun sa elimination ni Brock Lesnar, diba? And from there, Drew became a multiple-time WWE champion, diba? Something that's been long coming for him. So this just benefited more than one person. Eh? It wasn't just Brock who paid off in this Rumble. It's just ang ganda din ng story ni Drew and everybody involved in this arc.
Yeah. Shout out to Ricochet, who actually kicked Brock in the balls before Drew was able to claymore him out of the ring. So yes, that actually happened. So there, that's our list here on the Wrestling Podcast. Our personal favorite Rumble moments in no particular order. Like I said before, the final item, if you want to add any to the conversation, our social media is open at Wrestling2XPod. Just hit us up on Twitter or TikTok, whether in Facebook or Instagram at Wrestling Podcast. And if you could do us a solid and subscribe to us on Spotify or give us that sweet, sweet 5-star rating. It'll really mean a lot to us. It'll go a long, long way to show your support for the podcast. You can also support the show by doing your online shopping over on Shopee.
Again, may sale palagi. So if you want to take advantage of that and support the podcast in the process, the affiliate link to use is podlink.co/W9X. Podlink.co/W, the number 9 and the letter X. Like always, type that in your mobile browser, add to cart and check out from the app, and what you buy will also help us do what we do here in the podcast at no extra cost.
We'll see you this weekend for our Royal Rumble watch party over on Discord if you're part of the Wrestling Podcast patron community. Again, it's patreon.com/wrestling podcast. And on Thursday night, we have our weekly live stream on Kumu. That's at 7 p.m. at Wrestling Pod. Meron din on Facebook.com/Wrestling Podcast, and we'll be joined by Galactic Shark.
Yo.
He is the godfather of Geek Talk PH, and he is also a wrestling fan, so we can't wait to break down and predict this year's Royal Rumble Premium Live event. But if you want to chat with us individually on social media and talk wrestling, puede rin at Gina Supersized, at Roaswar. If you miss Rowan the SHIT, you can hit him up as well at Monday Night Rowan, NITE on Twitter, NIGHT on Instagram. And for me, it is @_StanC. Big shout outs and thank yous going out to Babyface producer Gel and the rest of the PNA team. And on that note, please make sure that you stay safe and keep those double masks on. Stay at home unless absolutely necessary. Go get your vaccines and boosters if you can, and go out and vote this May, kasi importante yon, all right? Wrestling Podcast out. Bye-bye.
Peace.
The The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.